A tēnā rā koutou katoa, nau mai hoki mai ki tō tātou hōtaka o taumatahanga me te reo irirangi o te hiko te ika i wa te kaumai whitu ira tahi. Kua tai atu ki te wā ki te kōrero ki tētahi o ngā kai kōrero Matthew Tūkaki i rungi i tēnei kaupapa. Tau tohe tohe ki tēnei kaupapa nui rau atu o te Māori me te pūnaha o te hauora ara te health system. Nō reira me tāhuri ake tātou ki aia i tēnei wā. Hei haka pōhere atu i aia i tēnei wā ki te kōrero i runge i tēnei kaupapa. Haka hira hira rawa atu hoki. Nō reira tēnei tumi atu kia koe, Matthew. Kia ora.
Kia ora, good to be with you.
Hi, tēnā koe, Matthew. Welcome to Te Hiku Radio this afternoon, and it was definitely a pleasure to hear that our kāwanataka will be looking into the Māori health sector, especially after our previous New Zealand of the Year Lance O'Sullivan actually spoke up about this a few months ago on Facebook, and it actually went viral, and not in a negative light either, but in a way that highlighted some of the issues that our healthcare system has, and a lot of it pertaining to the Māori people and the inability of our tākuta to cater for our people. So can you give us a little bit of kōrero about this kaupapa that you've just endured and the outcomes of the trial?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, it's good to be with our listeners in Whānau in the north there.
Awesome.
So this started off about 6 months ago when the New Zealand Māori Council called for an inquiry into Pharmac and the scheduling of medications on the medical benefit scheme.
Mm.
It was obvious to us then that our Māori women who were suffering breast cancer just could not afford the life-saving and life-extending medications required. It was $60 a month over in Australia, and yet in New Zealand it was $80,000 a year for the same medications. So it started off from there, but as we wound through this process, as New Zealand Māori Council having a look at the disparities in the health system, we also had a look at whether or not people could afford rare cancer medications, prostate cancer medications, bowel cancer, everything from cystic fibrosis medications and that sort of thing. And then we delved closer and closer and closer. We had the mental health inquiry that reported recently. We've got a review of the DHB system. And so we ran up the flag and we said, look, enough. Obviously, there is a bigger problem here when it comes to the health system more generally, and how it is that Māori are so disaffected and also excluded from many of the things that are going on. There's also, of course, a big Y2575 claims before the Waitangi Tribunal. And so there's quite a bit of action heading here. So it got to a point where nothing was moving at the station here at Parliament. And so Māori Council once again wrote, this time to the Māori Affairs Select Committee of the Parliament, and said, call on the inquiry. Let's call it on. Let's throw open the doors to our whare and just let all the truth and the stories come rolling on through.
Mm.
And today it was a select committee meeting, and we decided, Māori Council decided, even if no one else is going to be there, we will be there and we will sit outside that door until the inquiry has been called. And, of course, now that has happened. It's not just into Pharmac or the scheduling of medications. It's on the broader health disparities between Māori and the health system more generally. So this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity for us now to throw it all down on the table and sort this issue out.
Oh, this is amazing. So since starting on this journey, has it really come around the communities around the lower socioeconomic status rather than just simply Māori? Because I hear you talking about the issue of pricing of medication and the affordability and things like that. Has this really kick-started the look for New Zealand governments to actually look at making it affordable, not only for Māori, but just in general for Aotearoa?
It has to. Our focus, our kaupapa, is definitely on our people and the state of Māori affairs more generally. But there will be benefits from this inquiry to the broader New Zealand population, because there are a lot of New Zealanders who just cannot afford the sorts of life-saving and life-extending medications that are currently out there that are not subsidised or not scheduled. But for us and our people, what this means is we obviously have a problem with the health system more generally. Mm. We've got a massive problem with the number of our babies who are not reaching year one. We've got a major problem with the way that our people are treated when they hit A&E. And I'll give you an example. 14-year-old Māori boy struggling with his sexual identity and orientation takes a drug overdose in order to make an attempt on his life. He survives, he's transported to the hospital, and yet there's this unconscious bias in our emergency departments that exists that see that Māori that Māori kid is going through a lot of stuff, and they just see him as another Māori with a drug problem. Well, actually, no. You on the other side in the hospital system got to stop profiling us and viewing us this way. That kid is looking for help. And it's not just him, it's our older people who are often frightened to go into the hospital. There's a cost of dealing with the system. Mm. And so all of these things, from asthma to cystic fibrosis to the system that Dr. Lance O'Sullivan always calls out, all the stuff that Mike King calls out when it comes to mental health. Mm.
Absolutely.
It's all there for all to see. And this opportunity, I think, needs to strike a chord for all Māori out there. You know, this is not about Māori Council. This is about everybody now.
Mm, definitely.
Let's have a look at what our Māori Health Funding Authority and Māori Health and Wellbeing Framework could look like that is governed by Māori, managed by Māori, staffed by Māori, for Māori, and that's where we're coming.
Mm. Yeah, and I just want to go back to that quarter that you said about breast cancer being $80,000 a year for treatment in Aotearoa, and the majority of the whānau are not even making not even half of $80,000 a year, and comparing Aotearoa and our healthcare system in the ways that we have to pay for treatment to Australia paying $60 a month, you know, for this treatment in comparison, you know, well, there is no comparison. It's just bollocks.
Yeah, it is, and this is the problem. And this is where we're pushing this line on socioeconomic status as well.
Mm.
We know the evidence and the data tells us that Māori participate in the low end of the low wage and low skills growth economy. So the average salary or the average annual earnings might be less than $45,000 per annum.
Mm.
Now, out of that money, obviously, comes the rent, comes the kai, comes everything, the power, the gas, the phone, whatever. And so there's not much money, if at all, left over to save, let alone then to put money into medications that might not be subsidised. But there's other elements of this too. For example, when we have a look at the socioeconomic status and affordability, a lot of our people can't afford to go to the dentist.
Mm.
You know, so they sit there and their teeth get worse. And I mean, look at me. You're talking to somebody with a missing front tooth here. No? Admittedly, was knocked out playing gold mouldy rugby. But you know, you've got people who are sitting there with these health problems because they can't afford to go to the dentist, or they can't afford to go and get the thing done with the cardiologist. And so this is the operating environment we're in. It's not just about the health system. It's about whether or not we are doing anything at all. And by we, I mean the Crown and the government are doing anything to lift Māori from the poverty that they're so clearly in.
So this achievement today within the court is definitely a massive achievement for not only Māori, has benefits for the whole of Aotearoa, and basically stretches into all those areas of low socioeconomic status. It is coming to the top of the hour, so we do need to start closing up this corridor. But before we do, where to from here, Matthew?
Well, where to from here? I'm encouraging all Māori organisations, all your listeners, every Māori right across the nation, come before the Parliamentary Select Committee, have your voices and your stories told, prepare your submissions, put forward the models for better Māori healthcare outcomes.
Mm.
And like I say, and I'll say it to everybody, it's time to throw open the doors of our whare and let this truth and the stories flow through.
Absolutely. Any last corridor for Matthew as we are on this breaking news? Kaupapa there, Daphne?
Oh, no, I'd just like to thank you and the Māori council for doing the hard work in getting this kaupapa thus far. And I think it will be beneficial if a lot of our whānau do actually support the kaupapa. So if in turn they do want to tautoko this kaupapa, where can they go to have their voices heard?
Well, first of all, come and join us on our Facebook page. Mm. It's Māori Council 2018, or head to māorikouncil.māori.nz, and we'll always be there for our people.
Mm.
Awesome. Kapai, thank you very much for joining us today and taking the time out to share all of that important information in regards to the efforts that you have put forward alongside of the Māori Council, and we hope that you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, Matthew.
Kia ora, thank you, and thank you to all our listeners in the north, eh?
Kapai, okay, ngā mihi. A koia rā te reo o Matthew Tukaki, he mema o te kaunihera Māori o Aotearoa, i runga i tēnā whawhai ki te kāwanatanga, kia haka pai ake, kia haka piki ake, kia haka whānuitia ēnei o ngā titiro ki te hauora o me ngā pūnaha hauora o Aotearoa. Mm.
Ai, he rawe rawa atu aua kōrero i whāngai e ia kia tātou, he maha hoki. Etahi o ngā hakamāramatanga i tō haina kia tātou, kia āta mōhi o tātou, he aha ki te hohunutanga o tēnei kaupapa. Me te mea nei, me tautoko marika tātou i tēnei kaupapa, waru te kau mano tāra, te utu, a kia haere ki te tākuta mō a te mate pukupuku ki ngā ū. Oh.
Ai,
tika te taia, tonu. Te taia kupu, te hakahuaki i te mamai e ngau nei i te ngākau. Nō reira, he tika rā ki te tautoko i tēnei kaupapa e tātou mā kia pai ai te haumarutanga i raro i tēnei mea te haura i roto i Aotearoa.
Ai, ai, he taumaha kē tēnei kaupapa e ngari mai tēnā kōrero, he kaupapa whai oranga tēra, ai. No reire e te whānau, me haka iria tēnā kōrero i reira mō tēnei wā, mautonu mai kia māwatahi ko Daphne, rungi tō tātou hōtako taumatahanga, me tō tātou reo irirangi o tihiko tika.